slow dreaming.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you were so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
Breathe.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's right. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. So happy to be with everyone today. It is a glorious day right here. We're having unusually hot weather. The winds are sweeping through. This is our Santa Ana. We get these, well, more and more frequently around here in Southern California. But boy, after you've had a lot of gloomy days, you just love it when the sun is shining all hot like this and the wind is keeping you cool. We are talking today about flow. Speaking of wind and being cool and being chill and being in flow. Flow dreaming is a way to manifest and create things in your life. It's also a way to live your life that is incredibly powerful, that always makes sure you're on the right course, that brings continuous good opportunities and possibilities to you every single day. The more I do this, the longer I've been doing this, the more, frankly, addicted I become to it. Because it's one of those things that you start to see after a while, like, wow, this is the way to live. It's not just physical living anymore. It's not just going through the day-to-day stuff, you know, how you get into your life and one day you say, is this all there is? Is this it? You know, I've done everything. I've gotten married. I've got a job. Is this it? No, it's not it. There's a lot more. And for me, flow is kind of leading the way into all of that lot more. I've been doing something called the Lack Cycle lately in my series of podcasts, and that's what I'm wrapping up today. One more in the series of the Lack Cycle called What It Means When You're Not Ready. And this is really one of the most important of the four shows that I've done so far. The reason is that when you reach a point where you're ready, life blooms for you. It opens for you. When you say, I'm not stuck in fear anymore, I'm moving into who I am, I know where I'm going, I feel fully supported where I'm going, I know it's not just me trying to, you know, jiggle things around in my physical world and praying and hoping they work out. There's so much more. That there's a whole unseen reality, an invisible subtext, an energetic substrate underneath me that supports me, that guides me, carries me, that I work in tandem with. You already believe in a soul, right? Take it to the next step. What do you think a soul does? Where's it hanging out all day? Is it just sitting there waiting for you to finish life and then catching up later? No. You, all of you, you're big. You extend through physical, through non-physical. Your greater self is active with you every day, planning with you, helping you, shoving things in front of your nose and then saying, please take it, please take it, please take it. And then it's feeling your resistance. You, this physical, scared being. And it's saying, what can we do to open them up? What can we do to open her up? What can we do to open him up? You know, all the tools are right there. What can we do to get them to pick it up? So this is why I do flow dreaming, because that's picking up the tools. That's being aware that it's not just me making good decisions or bad decisions, but there's all of me, a great me, an expanded, extended me, a me that works every second in the non-physical energy, as well as the me that's doing this podcast right now in physical energy with you. We work together. We work in tandem. And there are certain points that I run up against where I say, I think there's more. But to get into that more, I've got to let go of something. I've got to let go of the fear and the resistance and all the things that I've done till now that have kept me in my past, kept me in where I've been. Think about yourself for a second as this growing, expanding consciousness. Everything you've done in your past is what led you to the moment you're in, this point of power, this now. You have all kinds of things you could be doing in your future. If you always stay just with those things that you did in your past, just with the comfort of your past, that means your now is always being railroaded or hemmed in by the past actions and ways of thinking. Meaning you're not growing. You're standing still. If you need to grow, if you want to push into your future, if you want to push into your expansion, or if you want to go big, as so many of you guys have heard me talking about so much lately, you need to say, everything I did into my past brought me to this point now. If I want something different in my future, I need to do something different now. Here is where resistance comes up. You don't want to do something different now because you don't know what that's going to do. You don't know what that means. You can only project into your future what has already happened to you in the past. And if what's already happened to you in the past just hasn't been good enough, that's what you're projecting into the future. These thoughts of, I won't have enough. It won't be enough. I can't do it. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the intelligence. I don't have the connections. I don't have this ability other people have. Whatever it is you're telling yourself. This is what it means when you're not ready. Okay. Let's look at it this way. There's three kinds of not ready that we talk to ourselves about. One of them is we say, I'm a procrastinator. I just put things off. In my experience working with thousands of people, very few people are procrastinators. Some people don't have a high amount of drive. But if they're procrastinating, if it's something they really want, it's because there's a fear in there. There's an unwillingness to push their comfort zone where they've already been. And so they just put it off. They say, oh, look at it tomorrow. I'll decide tomorrow. I'll wait till tomorrow. And then they justify it with all kinds of things that, you know, we're given to justify with. Because I should think it over. Because I should sleep on it. Because I'm not sure if it's the right thing. Oh boy, you know how many times I hear that? Well, I really want it, but I'm not sure if it's the right thing. I can't decide. My response to that is, then you want to stay in this place of non-action because you don't know if it's the right thing. That means tomorrow, you still won't know if it's the right thing. The next day, you still won't know if it's the right thing. You know why? Because you're deciding to stay in non-action and in this place of not knowing. If you want to know if it's the right thing, you have to try it or move on and try something else. Until you take an action, until you commit, you're not ever going to know. You're just going to stay in that place. So here's another one. Planning, because we're speaking of rationalizations, justifications right now. You say, well, I do know where I'm going, but I have to plan it. I have to be careful. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. I have to do that. When you're planning, sometimes planning is terrific. It's great. You know, I put away for my kids' college. I put away for my retirement. I do good planning because I'm responsible with my money. I'm responsible with my time. And frankly, when I'm saving and doing good, powerful actions like that, it increases my sense of confidence in myself. There's another kind of planning we do, though, which is, well, I have to do this first. And then when I do that, then I can do that. But no, I have to I've got to do here and there and there. I see this a lot when people are, for instance, starting businesses or thinking about changing jobs. Well, no, first I need to go back and get my resume. Then I need to do. And it's like I see these long stretches of planning that start going on. And I say, you know what you're doing? You're avoiding. You're trying to control this down to the little last drop as much as you can. You know why you're trying to control it so much? Fear. And you will give yourself continuous new tasks to do until you just break over that fear and do it. Start your business right now. What are you waiting for? Start it now. Start thinking like I own my own business. Start thinking like that right now. If you owned your own business right now, what would you be doing in it? That simple question, it totally re-presents everything in your brain. Because you go from being in a preparation mode, which is basically a mode of saying, I can't yet. There's something wrong with me still. There's something that has to be fixed still. There's something that has to be worked out. There's something that has to be grown. There's something that has to be learned. That's a place of unreadiness. When you manifest, you jump right into readiness. I'm ready now. And yeah, I'm going to keep taking my accounting class. And yeah, I'm going to keep getting my website built, but I'm in business now. Okay. That's going beyond planning then. You plan while you act. You don't plan to act. Oh my gosh. I think I just wrote a new book title. You plan while you act. You don't plan to act. Remember, a core idea of flow dreaming is what you are, what you're expressing, what you're feeling is what your life is creating around you. If you're in a phase of planning, well, I'm going to win. Oh, I hear this. So lately, okay, you guys know I've been starting my Me School, and I've had just hundreds of people saying, I'm interested. I want to talk with you. Please tell me about it. And then we get into it and they go, well, I'm planning on it and I'll be ready when I get the money. And I go, wait a second. How many things have you said this about in your life in the last year, in the last 10 years? I'll be ready when. I'll be ready when my kids go to college. I'll be ready when I finally get a job that pays me more. I'll be ready when I get married and meet the guy. I'll be ready when, and you go, and it goes on and on. And I just think, wait a second. Do you understand what you keep telling your flow? You keep saying, I'm actually not ready. I'm not ready. I really want it, but I'm not ready. You are committing to stay in your unreadiness. And then you're looking around for whatever most powerful fear-inducing things you can find to justify yourself that you can stay there. Because none of us want to really own up to the fact that we don't want to grow, that we're too scared to do it. This is why I say, get into that unreadiness. Be ready now. You're projecting a feeling of lack into the future. Whenever you say to yourself, I can't afford that, right? Society is saying, smart girl, you know, don't get in debt. And that is smart. I don't carry any debt except for my house payment. But we all too often turn down things that will get us out of debt. You know, did you finish your college degree? Did you spend time on the weekend looking for that new job? Or have you just been saying and feeling discontent where you are for ages and not done anything about it? Sometimes you have to get yourself into a place where you project differently, which is, here's how that thinking goes. It's true. At the moment, I don't have the money for this thing that I want to do that's going to continually and completely reshape me. But if I do this thing, I will be so reshaped, or I will have the skills I need that I can't even anticipate I won't have the money at that point. Because I'm committing to be that different person. I'm committing to be the person who now has the money for this and anything I want to do. It's total mind shift where you stop projecting, I can't because. When you say, I can't because, you can justify it by saying I'm a procrastinator or I'm planning or I don't have the money. There's so many things you can use to stay in that place. But you know that place because we've all been in it. Gosh, we've been in it for years in some cases. I can't leave my job because. Keep saying that to your flow, and flow will keep serving it up to you. Remember, your future, your life, your energies. Remember what I was saying right there in the beginning about this other part of you that's continuously handing you stuff? You would have to believe that there isn't a part of you that's trying to give to you every day, that's trying to help you and grow you. You would have to believe that instead, everything is working against you and everything is being taken away from you. That is really what you'd have to be believing inside to continue in this space of lack and to hold yourself back from all the things you want. I don't think you really believe that. I think you believe you were sent here with all the opportunities and tools you need. Even that, say, crappy family of yours. They gave you certain tools that made you a certain way, that's going to make you relate to certain people, that's going to give you certain characteristics or a certain drive or a certain this. You've been set up with your tools from the minute you came out into this world. It's the world's job to try and beat that out of you. And if it's done too good of a job, that's why you feel unhappy. And you have to shove that away and say, no, I'm going to be, you know, a light worker. I'm somebody who thinks differently. I see a different future and I begin behaving in that different future right now. Here's the third thing. When you say, I'm not ready, I'm just not ready. I'm just not ready. When you say you're not ready, it's not because you're procrastinating. It's not because you're justifying. You just aren't sure. You just aren't sure. Is this it? I don't know if this is it. I've done other things and they weren't it. How do I know if this is it? You know where that thinking leads to? Leads to the person who just ends up sitting in their house every day after work and watching TV and eating dinner and going to bed. Because you're never sure. So you end up in total default mode. You guys know default mode. We've all been there. Default mode. It's what you fall back to. It's your minimum line of living. It's where you go when you've been hurt or disappointed or something hasn't worked out. It's where you go to heal. Except that for many of us, we don't know we're supposed to be healing in that state. We just go to protect ourselves. But that's all it does. You don't grow in that mode. You've got to come back out of it. You've got to say, gosh, I don't know if this is right. I'm really curious to find out. Let's try it and see. Again, you know, I work with people a lot in my Diamond Circle about all kinds of things that they want to make and create in their life. For years, I just taught manifesting straight up. Here are the tricks. Here's what you do. Here's how you talk to the universe. Here's how you get it done. And I gave all that. And I'd say, well, how come you haven't used it? All the knowledge is sitting at your feet. It's like treasure. There's crowns and jewels. And there's just, you're loaded. But you're not wearing any of it. You're not strutting around town. You're not dressing up in your fine silks. How come you're not using it? Because it came down to this. Well, I don't know. I don't really know what I want. I still feel like I can't. I still feel like I can't. What is the use of knowing all this wonderful esoteric knowledge, knowledge of how to, you know, read people's energies or manifest or heal others? In fact, if you yourself aren't healed and strong and able to take a risk, half the things I do in my life, I don't know how they're going to work out. I have no idea. But I do know that I've been flow dreaming for years. I've been manifesting forever. My flow absolutely knows what I expect and want and where I'm going. And if I start projecting lack into it, it slaps me in the face now and says, what are you doing? Really? Are you really giving us that? It's like ordering, you know, a horrible subpar TV dinner at a great restaurant. My flow is like, are you kidding me? Hello? Brings it to my attention right away. And I say, oh, that's right. Being fearless is becoming a bigger and bigger part of me because that's the only way I can ask for bigger and bigger things. Now, mind you, bigger doesn't mean more materialistic. Bigger is often things that are internal to myself, who I want to become, the kind of person I want to be like. You know, someone was telling me the other night, oh, you're very direct. And I said, I am? I don't think I'm direct. I think I'm always worried about hurting someone's feelings and, you know, what they're going to think and, you know, not behaving too weirdly in front of them and, you know, all of my natural things that I am expressing. Then I realized, hey, maybe actually I've been changing. Maybe I have been creating this. Maybe I am expressing myself more clearly and they're calling that direct. No, I'm just being more authentic. I'm being more who I am. Because if I work with my flow, I've got to be who I am with it. Otherwise, I'm asking for things I don't really want or that I think other people want and I think maybe I should want them because they want them. And Oh, what a mess. No, the more clear I am, the more authentic I am, the more willing to take a risk I am, the more flow rewards me. It rewards me. It says, look at her. She's going to, if we give her these tools, she's going to do something fantastic with them. At least she's not going to be shy to try using them. Let's hand them to her. All right. So it looks like that's why I get all kinds of goodies. I've earned those goodies. I've deserved those goodies. I'm going to use those goodies. And I know other people aren't going to use those goodies. And I'm always ramping it up a notch for myself too. If I'm in a place that's very comfortable, I realize, oh, I'm cruising based on my past. I did those things in the past. They work for me. I'm cruising on them. And I can enjoy that for a while. But then I think, hey, I still want to go bigger. I want to go deeper inside myself. I want to create even better, more authentic characteristics. I want better, deeper, more genuine friendships. And that means I've got to be able to tell my friends stuff straight up now instead of like worrying that they'll be mad at me if I do. And I mean, like all this kind of stuff. Self-development, manifesting, financial growth. If you listen to my recent Money Intuition series, they all go together. It's all just better ways to create. And better ways to create are better ways of anticipating. If you're looking at your future, if there's something you want and you're saying, I can't have it because, boom, the degree of fear or resistance or justification that comes up when you say that sentence to yourself, I want it, but I can't have it because, the size of that feeling that grips you shows you the degree to which you have compromised your soul. You've compromised your soul. You've given in to your fear and limitations to that degree. If you are utterly gripped with fear, what that's telling you is you've got to change it. If you are only mildly discomforted, if you're like, yes, it makes me really nervous, but I'm really excited too, that means that what you've been doing has been on the right track. You've been chipping away at your resistance. You have done things to prove to yourself, I don't know if I can afford that. I don't know if I could move jobs. I don't know if I could find that right person or whatever. But based on what's happened in the past, I kind of think I can. And now my whole quest is to continually prove that even more to myself. So the next time I want to make a jump into something bigger and the time after that and the time after that, it gets easier. And I have more faith and I have more trust and I have more knowing in myself and in my flow. Talk about breaking through into the ultimate path of least resistance, right? You guys hear me talk about resistance in your flow a lot, and you always think it's outside things that are coming up against you. Those outside things are mirroring the resistance inside you, or you wouldn't have them. Outside resistance is because you are the mirror that they are responding to. If you want a truly frictionless life, no resistance, utter ease, flow, you have to get beyond that resistance. And the way you do it is by practicing. You take that first step, whatever it is. For many of us, it's just changing our mind. It's one day going yes instead of no. Yes instead of no. And then going into that feeling of panic or fear or being out of your comfort zone or worry or, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Or, oh, if I broke up with him, will that be the last relationship I ever have? You go into that place and you own it and you drink it and you say, okay, whoa, wow, that was powerful. Now I just healed myself. I just healed. A layer of that just got healed in me. Now I'm coming forward as a more whole person, as a more powerful person, as someone who's truly able to release into that free, easy, frictionless place, which is true flow. True flow. All right. So this was kind of a hardcore discussion, but I wanted to wrap up my talk about the lack cycle with this kind of information because this is it. And this is the make or break point in, I would say, 90% of you listening right now. 90%. And you know each area that this is referring to. It's your love life area. It's your money area. It's your self-growth area. It's your job area. It's your marriage area. It's, you know what area this is most occurring in. Chances are, though, it's occurring in more than one area, too, by the way. Heal one area and the other areas will heal alongside it. Anyway, this is exactly the kind of stuff that we talk about in Me School. And you kind of have to really like it and want it, because this is where we go. I don't know of many schools that do that, frankly. I don't know of many groups of people that focus on stuff like this. I mean, this to me is ultimate personal growth. Now, along with this, I teach all kinds of just fantastic tools, tools to help you feel good, tools to change your very energy structure, to change your thinking, to help you work with energy, to help you learn and understand how other people are thinking, to empathically read your future. All of that is just like, it's kind of like, I'm talking kind of about Me School right now, but it's what I teach in this podcast as well. Just in Me School, there's interaction, there's structure, you have fellow students, you get to ask me personal questions, I help you. It's just a much more involved, intense, greater opening. This is like 1/10 of what you get in Me School. But it's where you learn all of these tools. I mean, that's what things like astrology or Reiki or, you know, tapping or all of that, those are all tools. The thing is, you're only going to use them to the degree you're able to use them. They will heal you to the degree they can before they shudder to a halt. And they shudder to the halt against the wall of your resistance. You move through that. You move into flow. You get into that sweet, juicy, roaring, beautiful river of energy and flow. And nothing is off limits. Wow, nothing is off limits. You want to be a Reiki practitioner? You can be the best one ever. You can afford a house on the ocean as a Reiki practitioner, right? A lot of you guys are like, no. I'm saying, yeah. See, that's what I mean by taking off those limits. Take them off. Let flow work for you. Let God work for you. Let source work for you. You've got to stand up and say, I want to work with it. Then you're totally unstoppable. You are unstoppable. And the whole ease and all the fun tools and all the stuff we use, those are just like, those are how we practice. You know, that's what we actually do day to day, to practice this kind of stuff. Because the whole point of it is just to cause yourself to change and to learn all the tools that cause you to change. If I teach you empathic intuition, it's not so you can just fool around and, you know, help your girlfriend by looking in her boyfriend's mind. When you look in that boyfriend's mind and you get real honest conversation and understanding, boy, you need to have grown to the point where you can truly receive it and hear it and help your girlfriend. That's where you really want to go, because that's going to help you. It's going to help everybody you know. It's going to create more love in your life, more joy in your life, more happiness in your life, more harmony. All right. So that wraps up my series on the lack cycle. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, Me School is enrolling. We talk about this stuff several times a month together. We're on the phone together. It's fun. You have to get over fear to be in it, though. That's a criteria. However, everybody around you is doing the same thing. You can call on your brothers and sisters, your friends, your new acquaintances, me. We're all in this together. And that's how you take this knowledge and you make it last. You make it travel. It's not just a year. It's 10 years. It's 20 years. It's the rest of your life. Anyway, if you're interested, go to my website. You'll see there's a way to contact me. I've been talking with people personally about this too, to help you. You know, see what it is. What do you need to reach your next level? Manifesting is huge. It's a huge part of it. Intuition, opening to that. That's all trust. You got to trust yourself to be a great empath, to be a great psychic. You have to trust yourself before you can ever help somebody else. Anyway, we teach all that. We're going to go to a quick break. When we get back, love to take your calls. We're going to do a flow dream together, as we always do. And there'll be more right after this break with Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick.
Hi, it's Summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is Me School? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me School is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life. The way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff, and we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right. I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Before we get to calls, I just want to briefly say, when you are thinking about breaking out of your own personal lack cycle, it's really a good idea to have a reason that you want to do it, to be really clear on what that goal is inside of you. So if, for instance, you're single and you can't find a guy or a girl, and your lack cycle has been piping up and reaffirming and enforcing something like this. I don't know why, but I can never find somebody. Everybody else does, but not me. And this is what you're projecting. This is what you're creating. You have to be very clear. The reason I want to find a partner is this. This is what I will feel like when I have my partner. This is what I will be able to give to my partner. This is what my partner will see in me. This is how I'll feel inside myself. This is how I'll feel about us. This is why it's so important for me to break out of the lack thinking in me. If your lack thinking is having to do with your career, something like, I just don't earn enough. I'm not sure how I'll ever earn enough. They don't pay enough. I look ahead and I never, you know, have what I need. Okay. That's lack thinking. That's lack awareness. And You have to notice you're stuck in that. Every time you say that to yourself, you're just reaffirming something you already know and that you've probably known for a long time, and you're cycling it around in your head, you know, rinse and repeat. You have to step beyond that and say, oh, yeah, I haven't been receiving what I need in my job. That's really interesting. I wonder why. I'm ready to know why. I'm ready to know how I need to change that. I'm ready to do whatever I have to do, to slip my feet into. I'm ready to get into a place that's not as comfortable. Because if it's comfortable, it's my past. And my past has led me to this point, so I probably don't want to keep doing that. That means I have to do something I don't know. And I'm ready to do that. The reason is because I'm feeling appreciated at work. This is my huge goal, to feel honored, appreciated, to have my value seen, to have my gifts received and have the universe and have people and have everything give me the kind of compensation I deserve for that. And it's true. I don't know how, because my old thinking never showed me how, but there's new thinking and it will show me how. And I know it and I can feel that. That's where I'm going. That's why I am so determined to break this lack cycle. Okay, you see how this is giving you a real clear, clear reason? It's not enough to just identify it. You have to then move, take the next step. Why do you want to be out of your lack cycle? How would that change you? How would that change your life? All right. Let's go ahead and, let's do a quick question before we move into our flow dream. Hey, Kelly, you're in Wyoming. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I think as we're talking about flow here, I would agree with you so much on just going into other areas, you know, from it just seems like a lack in job and money flow and relationship. And I feel all of that at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's just some blocks in there and I don't know how to move past that.
Okay. Kelly, what are you doing for a living right now?
Right now I'm just kind of doing some online classes, trying to get into something. I don't have as much motivation as I'd like to have. I think I have a lot of fear, I guess, stepping out and really doing something on my own.
Mm-hmm. Fear of showcasing your talents, of shining, of even falling down a couple times, having people not think you're good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of those things. But you did pick something, right?
You said,
okay, I'm going to take these online classes. This is good. Because what you're feeling here is, I don't know if it's perfectly right for me. I don't care, though. It's the next thing I have to give to flow. And from the new information, the new action I'm giving it, it will in turn give me new information and new action. Okay?
Okay.
So here you are in a situation now where you're going to get a lot of feedback. And some of the feedback is going to be, wow, I really hate this. And some of it will be, oh, I didn't realize I had an actual skill at this. I'm kind of better than most people at doing this. Okay, so you're in a place of movement, which is powerful. Just being moving is powerful. What is your big reason for getting out of your lack cycle?
I would like to have more self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Be more assured of myself and being able to have stability.
Okay. Do you mean stability at work or in your relationships or both?
Both.
Are you married?
Definitely. I am not married, no.
Okay. So you're just floating between things.
I am.
Okay. All right. So looking at you, so what I'm using here is sort of my intuition, my empathic intuition, which just means it's an emotional kind of reading people. And looking at your flow and looking at your sense of self-confidence, I think what you're beginning to understand about yourself is that your confidence is something no one else will give you. You have to build it on your own. It's a present you'll never find under the Christmas tree. Okay? No one can give it to you. And people sometimes think they can, and that's why they go and they try and be hot shots at school or in their company or whatever. And they say, why do I still feel insecure? I say, because it's not what you achieve. That's not, then nobody's going to give it to you, no matter how many awards you get. You build it internally. You build it with what you do. You build it with how you act. You build it based on your expectations for what you allow yourself to have. Just by the act of allowing yourself to have a bigger dream, that builds your self-confidence. Because you're saying, I have trust in you to hold that dream, to carry it, to nurture it. You know, it's like an Olympic flame. I'm going to let, wow, you know, that's a responsibility to carry that. So you have to allow yourself right now, this is the basic thing I feel in you, you have to allow yourself to carry a bigger dream for yourself. One that feels uncomfortable and you don't know how you'll reach. And I don't care about that right now, but it's there. And this bigger dream is, I'm very happily engaged. I'm working either for myself or with a company that is ecstatic to have me. They love me. They love me. When I signed up with them or they became my client, it was like a match made in heaven. We realized, God, we have so much to give each other. They saw my value. They saw it. They rewarded it. They saw my value. Okay?
Okay.
Your self-confidence goes up. Now, even just saying this to you.
Yeah.
And you see how this is fundamentally, that is manifesting, but it's really, it's knowing how to manifest the right thing. What is it you're truly trying to make? That's what you're trying to make. Someone to see the value in you. You to believe that they will. Okay, so the first thing you have to do is expand your dream. Expand the dream that you allow yourself to have. Let energy then begin giving you opportunities to uphold that dream. Have the people come in, have the resources come in, et cetera, et cetera. All of that stuff will just start being funneled right into your life, right into your flow. But you have to open the capacity. You've got to create the size of the dream for it to respond to. Your dreams have been shut down, lost, and hazy. Like, I don't really know. I don't really know. I could tell because when I'm in your energy, it's like I try and throw a little ball out from you and it just kind of goes bloop. It doesn't go far. Bloop.
It's a shut down feeling. Yeah, very true.
Okay.
Okay.
So expand that direction. I know it was a kind of weird answer, but that's where it's at for you, my dear.
Well, thanks, Kelly. I think it's great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye now. By the way, those of you listening to the podcast, this is also a live radio program. It does air every week. Go to my website. You can find out about that. But that's how people are calling in right now. And you can also grab that phone number and get a hold of me. And I can help you a little tiny bit for absolutely nothing, totally free on air. It's one of these things that I do because it's in my heart to teach and share. And yes, some of my programs cost money and some of them are absolutely free. I try to meet you at whatever level you're at. This show is for so many of you who are just saying like, yes, I love it. I want it. Want more of it. Then take advantage of it and call in. You know, if something is being given to you and shoved right in front of you, take advantage. Take advantage. It goes back to the theme again of lack. If you say to yourself, oh, I could never call a radio program, you have just projected that lack into your future and cut yourself off from opportunity. Start practicing the reverse of that. It's there for you. Take it. One of many things that roll your way. We have a quick break. And when we get back, we'll be doing a little bit of flow dreaming for you. So stay with me for more. Hey, we're on break for just a minute so I can tell you about something extraordinary that I'm doing for the very first time. In a couple of months, I'm hosting a live event in San Diego, California. It's called In Flow. Get it? In Flow, In Flow? You can play with that. It's a 3-day immersion into your flow-filled life. These are 3 powerful days with me, live. We'll be doing tons of processes to align you fully into your dreams, your manifesting, your life. And I'm inviting you to come. Meet me. Come in from wherever you are in the world. Just be there. Go into flow with me. We're so powerful as a group. If you have been listening to this podcast for months or maybe even years, you already have a sense of the power of flow dreaming. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. It's an amazing way to get your year going, right? This is happening in February. It's just past January. You're looking ahead. You're starting to think, what am I going to do this year? Am I actually making those changes I want? Am I feeling aligned or am I feeling in stress? Come to InFlow. Get it worked out. It's happening over President's Day weekend here in the U.S., a nice long weekend. If you want to sign up, or even just learn more, go to my website, it's flowdreaming.com, or get on my mailing list and I'll be sending you information. I encourage you to get your tickets very quickly They will sell out. I'm convinced of that. There are a limited number of VIP tickets available. So check it out. I can't wait to see you and perhaps even meet you for the very first time. I'll see you all at Inflow. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Oh, here we are. Boy, I honor you all for sitting through these Lack Cycle podcasts. They're not the easiest ones, but, you know, I found that it doesn't really help you if I'm easy. If I'm too easy on you. The reason is that if you want to grow, you need to be pushed. You need to push yourself. You need to push your thinking. I push myself this way. It's like an athlete, right? They push themselves because they have something they want to achieve. And if you're around people who don't push you, who just say, oh, it's okay. You don't heed. In fact, it's funny. I was talking with a gal and, you know, she was going to join my program. And then she says, oh, well, I talked to my husband and he says, oh, I really shouldn't. And I says, you know what? I bless him, but I'll tell you what's going on here. You talked to me and I pushed you. And I made you scared. I made you scared of your potential. I made you see what you haven't done. I made you see what you could do. I made you see the new kind of thinking you have to develop in yourself. And you took that to your husband and you said, gosh, I'm really afraid. And the husband says, oh, honey, I don't want you to ever be afraid. Let me take care of you. You better not do that. Come on. You know where it's safe. Let me bring you into my safety. So you see what's happening? So, and I'm just saying it could be a husband. It could be any family. It's that the people we love around us, they want us to be safe. They want us to be with them and like them. We all want to prop each other up. But what happens, sometimes we end up propping each other up in our misery. You want people around you who will also say, oh yeah, you should push that. You should go there. You should try that. Is it making you feel a little nervous and scared? Are you not sure that you're able to? Well, gosh, let's find out if you can. Let's see what's behind that. Let's go there. Because when you do, you know what happens? You're so strong on the other side. That's why sometimes you feel like your friends and family don't support you or your way of thinking or that make fun of you for, you know, believing in all this woo-woo stuff. It's because they want to take care of you and they want to bring you into that safe place where they've known you, where there's no surprises. But your job as an evolving being going into ever brighter, bigger, more beautiful, more prosperous places inside yourself. I mean, you have a dream. You want to help the world somehow. You want to help your kids through school. You want to help your grandkids. You want to have a great retirement. You've got these dreams. Who do you have on your team who's helping you reach those? Chances are your family and friends are pulling you back into safety. That's the opposite feeling most of the time. Okay, let's go ahead and spend some time in the flow. I'm sorry I did not get to the rest of your calls today, but I will have more podcasts coming up, more radio shows coming up, and you can definitely call me then. Let's spend some time right now, though, getting into the flow with me and kind of opening you up to get past that lack, to get past that feeling of not being ready for things in your life. You're always ready. You're ready every day. Single day. You are at the highest point of readiness than you've ever been at right now. Geez, how powerful is that? You're at the highest point of readiness than you've ever been at right now. Why? Because you're the most wise you've ever been. You're the most experienced you've ever been. The most everything right now. Yet you would still tell yourself no? Think about that. So flow dreaming is not meditation. It's not hypnosis. There's energy. It's emotion. In fact, I'm going to be doing a show pretty soon that goes over the basis of this technique that we use a lot as we transform. It is the most delicious, yummy, bathe your mind and soul in bubbles and sunshine and rose petals kind of feeling you'll ever discover in any other practice, I promise. I think that's why I'm especially drawn to it, because I like to feel good and I like my bubble baths and I like my sunshine. And even though I talk a lot about, you know, getting into the resistance, for me, I have a counterweight to that. And that's my flow. This is flow, where I go and I say, Here, go with me now, okay? Eyes are closed. Nice deep breaths. I often spend a little longer getting into it with people, but we don't have the time in the show today. So we're just going to hop right into it. And I want you to daydream. Use your imagination. Open up your creative mind. You're hopping and skipping. It's like you're a skipping stone. You ever skip stones? Skip, skip, skip. Look, you keep touching the surface of something, but you're moving into deeper water. Moving from one kind of energy and life and mind and thinking and consciousness into another, moving behind everything into the deeper energies of flow that sustain you, the creative spiritual energy that you thrive in, that you live in, that your soul is in, that your higher self is in, your greater self. This is where it hangs out all day. You can go there. You don't have to wait till some end point of your life. You can touch this place anytime. It's always there for you. It would never be cut off. That would be unthinkable. Oh no, these energies love you and adore you. It would be unthinkable to cut you off, to create lack like that. No. You are always able to go into this place of deep and beautiful manifestation, of deep, beautiful, clear intention. You can feel in this place what you feel right now. This is your creation. This is you creating what you feel. And what you're feeling right now is support. You're feeling a wanting, a desire. Ooh, I want to open up to the next thing. I want to open up. I want to go bigger. I want this. I want this. And what is flow giving you in return? It's saying, how can I serve you? What can I give you? What can I offer you? Here, here, here. And do you feel that? Can you receive it? Can you open up to it? Can you say, I'm not in a place of lack any longer? No, I'm in a place of receiving. I'm in a place of saying yes. I'm in a place of saying, how can we do this? Not can we do this, but how can we do this? Oh my God, what a shift. How different that feels inside you. Not can I do this or I can't do this, but how can I do this? Oh, wrap yourself, wrap your arms against you and flow. Wrap your arms in this light as you acknowledge, as you take in deeply, how can I do this? That's a yes. How can I do that? That is a yes. That is you saying, yes, how can I do it? I will do it the way I'm shown, the way it's being given to me, the way it's offered. There will be a way. You'll bring me a way, right? And Flo is saying, yes. Yes, absolutely, yes. Are you really open? Are you truly open? Are you ready? Do you want to go? Do you want to go there? Are you ready to move into something else and go big and find that next step? And you say, yes, how can I do it? And Flo answers and you say, okay, I don't know what this means. I haven't had that experience. I'm ready to project lack all over this, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to flow for this. And I'm going to use action for this. And I'm going to use every tool that I currently have because I am the most ready that I've ever been right now. And I'm also ready to pick up new skills, new tools, new teachers. Those teachers might be the form of a new lover, a new partner, a new friend. It might be in the form of a school. It might be in the form of a new workplace. I don't know, but I want it. I want it. And you stay in that reception. You stay awake to that. As now you leave your flow again and you open your eyes and you realize you just actually shifted energy right there. You just changed energy inside you. You did it. You did something real. And so I want you to stay in that feeling, even though this show is ending. Though I do want you to join me next week when we start a whole new exciting series. So until then, my love to you all. Come visit me at flowdreaming.com. That's my website. Also at Facebook. And maybe I'll even get to talk with you in the near future. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes. as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.